That was 454 from Fresh Wax's self-titled album. The sixth act is Fruit Bats, A River Running to Your Heart, with Waking Up in Los Angeles. Now I'd like to shift gears to the SFU football program, which abruptly ended on April 4th. There have been major backlash across the football world, particularly from the SFU football alumni, SFU football players, and the BC Lions, which play in the Canadian Football League. The CFL commissioner, Randy Ambrosio, along with other teams, have expressed disappointment over the cancellation of SFU football.
Now recording. Hello, today is April 18th, 2023. On the line, I have... Please introduce yourself.
Amar Doman with the BC Lions.
Amar Doman is the owner of the BC Lions since August 2021, who have been one of the most vocal advocates of the SFU football program, which abruptly ended on April 4th with an announcement from the SFU president, Joy Johnson. Amar, thank you for the interview today.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, tell me the potential negative impacts of the SFU football program being canceled just a few months after the Lone Star Conference, based in Texas, decided not to bring them back beyond 2023.
Well, I think it's devastating for the students, number one, for also a future generation of athletes, whether they go professional or not. Their dreams have been squashed, and I think what's ridiculous about this is that they were just told the season was going to go ahead despite the issues with NCAA, we all know about, and that coming to an end in 2023, but they were going to play, and then the carpet gets pulled just like that, and it is a very, very odd, disappointing, and shocking scenario that we're not going to stand by, and we're going to do whatever we can to try and put this back on the rails, whatever we can do.
How are the BC Lions specifically helping out the SFU football program, where five of its players filed an injunction and a lawsuit against the university on April 13th, 2023?
Yeah, the BC Lions and myself, you know, obviously we already donate huge sums of money through amateur football BC, Lower Mainland. I was involved personally in funding getting the Shrum Bowl back again with UBC. So there's a lot of dollars going on. We're being told by SFU, and they've said publicly, this has nothing to do with money. So we've come out publicly said, look, if it is about money, myself and other colleagues, we're going to step up to the plate. So we're trying to flush out any other issues that they have, despite saying we're canceling to help the students get moving quicker on their way when they just confirmed the season 2 weeks prior. So it's still very, very, in my view, a very disappointing, odd, and slap-in-the-face way of handling your students, in our view.
Which other organizations are helping out the SFU football program financially, if applicable?
Well, alumni certainly are. They're always out raising funds and doing their best. And there's other Lower Mainland, you know, people that are close to football that donate privately. So there's stuff that goes on, but we're being told this isn't about money. It's about the, you know, football coming to a close there. But we have not seen or, you know, any hard or strong action where SFU has investigated other options for the football program. And we already see that there's possible solutions for 2024 and beyond. They've claimed they've exhausted all options. Frankly, they haven't.
Now to the SFU executives. How would you like to respond to the SFU president, Joy Johnson, who claimed uncertainty for the SFU football program as it had no NCAA conference to play from 2024 onwards?
Sure. So first of all, we understood that and still announced that 23 would go forward. Obviously changed the bag. Mine shocked everybody after announcing that it was going to go forward. And frankly, you deal with 2024 during 2023 season. And frankly, there are options available to be explored. And a comment was made by someone, you know, in U Sports saying that when you attack one university and shut down football, it's like NATO. You attack everybody. So every university in Canada is trying to help the situation. And it's falling, you know, certainly on deaf ears right now. We're getting political answers back out of SFU. We're hoping with all of them, with us stepping up and being vocal about it, that they're going to do the right thing, be heroes, and bring this back for 2023. Whereas then we can work through solutions to get SFU back into perhaps a Canadian league, maybe where it should be, and carry on the great tradition of SFU football for the decades to come.
I will touch on that later. Now to the SFU Athletic Director, Teresa Hansen. According to the province dated April 15th, cutting the SFU football program wasn't a money issue, but SFU football being dropped from the Lone Star Conference after 2023, and the NCAA football programs decreasing on the West Coast. Assess the SFU Athletic Director, Teresa Hansen's claims.
Well, you know, it's interesting that the announcement was made right at budget time when the budget was approved, and then they make this announcement. So, you know, we don't have the details as far as what's going on with, you know, the monies that were allocated for the SFU football program for 2023. Now we're trying to get into those details. That's why we're stepping up as a group saying, if it's money, which, you know, we're claiming it's not, but we're saying if it is, we're going to corner that out, flush it out, and say, well, that's not going to be a problem. We've got resources that we're working with that can cover, you know, certain, you know, monies if that's the issue, but they're saying it's not. So we're kind of saying, well, what is it then? Let's let these kids play football. Let's not cut them short and break their dreams and break their hearts. This is crazy.
Finally, if SFU football is able to get an exemption into U Sports, as many have brought that up, how would that arrangement work?
Well, you know, I don't know all of the exact details that would have to be worked out with U Sports, but, you know, I believe that, you know, coming back into sort of a Canadian league and being competitive against the Canadian universities. I know there'll probably be a bit of local tension with UBC. That's okay. That's what universities do. They all have tension with each other. But at the end of the day, you know, they're all in the canoe together. So we're all in the same kind of boat, and, you know, we'll have to figure out a way to do this if possible. They're the experts at it with the least amount of turbulence, but of course there'll be turbulence. But certainly it should not be enough that would disengage SFU to stop playing football. It just... it's not right. I mean, look at the stadium, $20 million stadium at SFU. I mean, Stephen, it's ridiculous. It's a shame, and we need to correct this. So let's hope that the good folks at U Sports are working on this in the background. But more importantly, let's hope the SFU directors are going to give this an honest try in the board of directors there as well.
Thank you for the interview this afternoon. This interview will air on CJSF 3 afternoons from now on April 21st, 2023.
Thanks, Stephen, for having me, and good luck with everything out at SFU. I'm hoping this will come together. All the best.
Thank you, and have a good day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
That was my interview with Amar Doman, the owner of the BC Lions. I would like to provide a correction. The CFL commissioner is Randy Ambrosi. One day after the interview on April 19th, Amar Doman announced April 25th will be Save SFU Football Day, where he will match the amount for every 100 donations up to $500,000. Several updates occurred on April 20th. The BC United MLA, Trevor Helford, who represents South Surrey and White Rock, implored the BC NDP government to step in to save the SFU football program. President Joy Johnson announced the following. All parties, which include the SFU Alumni Football Society and other members of the football community, agreed that there is no way that SFU will play varsity football in NCAA. President Johnson repeated SFU will not be playing varsity football this fall. Furthermore, the school will appoint a special advisor to consider options for football at SFU. Later on April 20th, the SFU Football Alumni Society sharply rebuked the SFU administration and demanded to reinstate SFU football immediately for this fall. There have been several videos of the SFU football locker room today on Twitter, where a lot of equipment was put in trash bins and in individual cubicles, leading to claims that SFU is cleaning out the football program's locker room with no notice.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Welcome back. Now is the seventh act, Furniture's Carnival Boring with Gold and Green.
Go.
Thank you for listening to episode 15 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune, B44, it is Alexis Lin's Real Talk. Here is Band-Aid.
Give him my free time away. I don't wanna think about it. Keep a different side of me. You'll say I'm fine. I hide my social insecurity. I play my own imposter. Late night, I can only lie awake. You'd say I need to face myself in the mirror. Yeah, I've been sick and down the nights where there should have been stitches. So sick of temporary fixes. Can't lie, it's self-inflicted. Don't know why I keep sick and down the nights on a trust that's broken. Truth hurts when the truth's not spoken. Wrong drink another bottle.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you.